to you once again, my brothers and my sisters, in Christ Jesus, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and our Savior, ruler of all, King of all, King of kings, over all of this. And aren't you glad that He is over all of this? Aren't you glad that He is in charge? You know, here's the thing. Even though... Look, God's got to let some stuff happen. This is according to His design and His purpose. He's got to let certain things happen in the lives and the experiences that we have while we're in this life and in this world. You know, it took... When He kind of showed that, as He's been revealing that to all of us, it's a tough thing, because... You know, the natural inclination of any person is going to be towards making things easy for yourself. You know, setting yourself up for what is easy, smooth, efficient. Whereas God, in order to stretch us, allows the experiences of life to come at us. He allows us to be put out there as targets and to get shot at for not doing anything wrong, or if you did something wrong, it was minimal, you know what I mean, like you make that small mistake that, you know, is then blown up into something that's just huge. Well, why is that? Whereas if somebody else makes a huge mistake, it's just kind of like, why? Well, part of it is because who you are. Part of it is because the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And that's what he does. And so, you know, you will get accused for the life that you live, for the things that you do. Though you try to do things the right way, though you try to do things at peace with other people, though you try to just do your role as best you can with the abilities that you have, and to do things the right way by people, you really do try, you know, and you really do genuinely not have anybody's bad interest at heart, and yet... why do these things come at you the way that they do? Well, it's part of it's God's design. You know, part of it is God's intention that you and I would go through some of these things in this life. Because it is through the difficulties that you and I are stretched. It is through the struggles that you and I become what God intended for us to be. You know, think about a diamond for a moment. Okay, you know, how is a diamond formed? Well, there's incredible heat and incredible pressure over a period of time that makes a diamond. Otherwise, just a lump of coal. You know, otherwise it's something common. And, you know, that pressure, that furnace, you know, look, it is normal. I gotta emphasize this. It is normal for a child of God to want to check out, you know, to want to be done with this thing, to want to be done with this life. You know, it may manifest itself in different forms. Some people, you know, have thoughts about wanting to check out of this life. Some people just want to leave the country that they're in, go somewhere else. Some people just want to leave their job. But, you know, there's this element in you where you want out. You don't want to do this anymore. Well, yeah. Because, you know, this world is not your home. Okay, so that said, this world is not your home, but you are here. You and I are here for a window of time, because God intended for us to be here. You know, I was talking to, you know, a good friend the other day who's, you know, in a bit of a struggle. And along these same lines, and you think about it like this, you know, you'll never be at home in this life or at home in this world, because this world isn't your home. You and I, we belong to another place. So It's like going on vacation. Although it's kind of a turbulent vacation, but you're on vacation. You're in enemy territory. You're in another spot. You're in a place that you'll only be for a temporary period of time. And while you are here, there are some things that God would have for you to learn, experience, do, be about, be involved with. This is all part of it. But you can't do that without... You gotta go through some stuff. And you don't want to check out early, because then you'll only be half-baked in this whole thing. You'll only have done part of it. And God wants you to go the full round. He wants you to finish the reason and the purpose that you were here. You remember Jesus, when they were trying to save his life, as Jesus was going towards Jerusalem, and Jesus said, look, it's for this reason that I came. You know, Jesus didn't come to go down the easy road. Jesus didn't show up to find the smoothest path and to live in a castle and to pad himself. No, Jesus, he came understanding the struggle, understanding the trial, understanding what it was that he was going to face. When he read the book of Isaiah and he saw what God said, where it said even that it was the Father's will to crush him, to crush his own son. Now, if it's the Father's will to crush his own son, and none of us will go through to the extent that Jesus went through. Not like that. Scriptures talk about Jesus in Isaiah as a man of sorrows. You know, I mean, there was an agony that he went through as well. He gives us joy, and we're joyful people, and yet at the same time, there's an agony of our souls that we feel and we face in our time here. Isn't that ironic? You know, we are in this life living contradictions. And the world can't figure us out. That's why the world wants to get rid of us, dispose of us, kill us off, find that which will conform. But you know, here's the other thing too. That which conforms is boring. That which conforms is... that which conforms is not original. So there's no original thought, original ideas, creativity, something new, something. So, you know, it's just boring. That's why worlders are boring. But anyways, no, you, when you and I go through, you know, it is for a reason. It is for a purpose. And, you know, I think this last week, we've had a lot of people writing in. You know, brothers from Eastern Canada, United Kingdom, friends from Africa, talk to people back from the States. It's been an active week with people writing in from all over the place. And you know, the thing is that you know, we get the benefit, you know, at Faith Mix of hearing from a number of you, and when we hear from you, we realize the consistency in the challenge that we all face as children of God. See, you and I, we face a challenge as a child of God, and you know, sometimes we feel very alone in that. You know, sometimes we feel, you know, in that challenge that we face, we feel like we're the only one. You know, that we're it, you know, and there's nobody else, and nobody else can feel that. You know, you remember, all right, back to Elijah, when he was running for his life. And he said, God, he said, you know what, they've torn down your altars, they've killed your prophets, I'm the only one left. And he was complaining, and he was crying, and he was, you know, struggling with that whole thing. And what did God say to him? He said, look, I've reserved for myself 7,000 that have not bowed, that have not bowed their knee to Baal. You, I've got mine, God says. I've got my ones that are not part of this system, whose hearts are with me, who will not bow to it, who belong to me, who are marked for me, who know who they are, and do not love their lives as unto death. And these are mine. And you know what? Here at Faith Mix, we get one advantage, which is, you know, we get to hear from you guys. We get to hear from the 7,000, because they write in. And they let us know how they feel. And you know what? The 7,000 feel the same way. They feel like they're the only ones left. Look, hey, I felt like I'm the only one left at times, even though I know I'm not. But you know, that's part of the isolation. That's part of the feeling that we get because of this life. Because, you know, it is a lonely road. It is a lonely road at times. And yet, He is always with you. Because Jesus said, lo, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will always be with you. And you got to know that. He's always with you. He never leaves you, never forsakes you. And this is why it is so important that you cry out to Him in the midst of what you're facing. Look, you got to be real with God. And that's a transition step, I think, for a lot of people. Because a lot of people are not real with God. They will let stuff float around in their mind. They will anguish in their soul. They will talk to their friends or family members or a lot of other people. But when it comes to bringing it before God, they get very formal, very religious, or they won't even pray about what's on their heart. O thou that flung the stars in the sky and spreadeth the heavens. And look, He knows He put the stars up there, okay? Just open up your heart and have communication with your Father. Talk to Him. Be real with Him. Be real with Him. This is where I'm at, Lord. This is what I'm struggling with. Or bring the Word back. You know, that's another thing too. You know, the Scriptures are such healing. You know, there's times for me where, look, I've felt so much heaviness and so much oppression that I can't read. I feel like I can't even read. And you know, one thing that's been a blessing to me, even in those times, sometimes what I've done is I've just put the Bible on the audio and just let it play. And just let the Scriptures play. Let that get out there. Let that get in the air. You know why? Because you got your mind working, which sometimes you just can't shut that thing off, even though that thing shouldn't be the one ruling your inner space. But, you know, you got, so that's going sometimes. Then you got the demonic oppression that's coming at you from the world system that is targeting you. Then you got those voices of everybody else around you that have been assigned to you that are doing their different parts. So you get all of that stuff out there. And sometimes, you know, those equalizers of prayer, those things that turn the tables, actually, of prayer, of the Word of God, the empowering of the Holy Spirit, which you and I can muffle that by, you know, sin patterns. You know, sin will put you in a difficult spot. You know, sin will make it hard for you to hear the voice of God. You know, it's not that God wants to take away your fun or that He wants you to have a dull life or anything like that. No, God's telling you, look, you need to hear me. You need to hear me, boy. You need to hear me, woman. You need to hear what I'm saying to you. And in order for you to hear me, you've got to have a clear connection. And the way that you're going to have a clear connection is you got to drop a few things that are muffling up the line. You got to get rid of a few things that... And it's... Look, that's between you and Him. know, God doesn't have me here to, you know, he's got me here doing certain things, drawing certain stuff out. He speaks through, because I'm just one that he chooses to do part of this thing. And, but this is to alert you. You know what I'm talking about. You know what he's got me saying to you right now. You know what you need to do. So make a move in that direction. You know, here's another thing too. Look, when it comes to life, all right, you don't got to fix everything right now. Okay? Here's a tip. This is something that I've been doing for a while. This has been a blessing to me, actually. Is just move it incrementally in the right direction. You know, I mean, sometimes God will, you know, quicken you, empower you, snap you up, and you will just overnight, you know, everything will be different. That happens. And praise God when that happens. But other times, you know, you may be slogging it out for a while. But here's the thing. Just every day, just notch it one step in the right direction. Just a little bit. And if you do that, you know, eventually, over time, things will be where they need to be. But you don't got to fix everything right now. You know, sometimes all you got to do is just be. Sometimes all you got to do is just be. Which I know for some people, that's a hard thing. Because, you know, they want to fix it. They want to make it right. But you know, sometimes too, there are spots where whatever you do is just going to go up against the brick wall. Whatever you do, nothing good's going to happen out of it. And you just got to stop, be still, and know that He is God. There are times like that. You know, this is again why it's so important to hear His voice. Because if you can't hear His voice, you don't know when those times are. And you may be trying to stay still when God wants you to move. Other times you may be trying to move when God wants you to stay still. That's why you got to hear Him. See, right now for me, the thing that God wants me to do, for me, is be still. There's a lot of stuff swirling, a lot of stuff going on around me, a lot of craziness, all of that. The thing that God wants me to do right now is to be still. And just to be and let things settle. You know, because part of it too, hey, it's tough to see clearly when the waters are stirred. When everything's stirred up, everything's churned up, you can't see clearly. And sometimes God wants you just to be still, to let everything settle, and then He can show you. So that's what I'm doing. Right now, for me, in my personal spot, where God has me for this moment of time, I am doing that. And as I do that, in obedience to the quickening of God, what is happening? Well, things are beginning to fall into place. Things are beginning to, you know, just be clearer, just a little bit more each and every day. That's good. But as long as I was trying to make something work, all I was doing was stirring it up more and more. You know, part of this whole thing is trusting. You got to trust Him. Because without trusting Him, without allowing for His leadership, His guidance, His way in your life, if you try to do it on your own, He'll let you. But you're going to be carrying it yourself. And too many Christians, too many followers of Christ try to carry it themselves. You know, I know that it is a struggle. He knows that it's a struggle. But in the middle of this too, He wants you to know that peace is available. Look, the peace of God that passes all understanding is available. The joy of the Lord is your strength. But you got to tap into it. It's there for you, but you got to tap into it. See, if you don't choose it, you don't have it. That's just part of life. Part of life is choice. And what you choose, you get the repercussions and the ramifications of your choice. Be they good or be they bad. Be they, you know, the situations you want to deal with or not. You get the ramifications of those choices. So, the best thing that you can do is choose life. The best thing that you can do is choose to follow. The best thing you can do is choose to obey. The best thing you can do is trust. Just trust it. Look, this life is short. The window of time that you're here is not very long. The breath that you have in your nostrils, the ability that you have to move your fingers, move your toes, walk around, see, hear this audio. You know, have you ever seen a diagram or a small, you know, just video of how the ear works? And all that goes into just your ear being able to hear? And how incredible, you know how many pieces in the chain it takes for you to be able to hear this audio? It's incredible. And God has done that. So if God has put that there and created intelligent design and a natural order of things so that you could hear this and understand it in a mind that can comprehend, you know, He created you. So you got to understand, He also knows how to sustain you. He also knows how to take you through. And with whatever you face right now and that you're worried about and concerned about, you know how many other things that He's got under control that you don't worry about? But if He wasn't taking control of that, you would be out of here so fast. Like the rotation of the earth on its axis. Aren't you glad you don't have to handle that one? Aren't you glad that you're not responsible for the rotation of the earth on its axis? And that we don't get too close to the sun and we would fry, or too far away and we would freeze? Or that we... Look, it is, there's so much that goes into every single day that you're here that allows for you to be here. And He's in control of all of that. And if you can understand and hold on to the fact that, hey, He's got it all under control, all of it. And if you can relax into that, you can start to let go and just exist. And enjoy where you are this day. Because God wanted you to learn that your life is not dictated by your external circumstances. Your life is not dictated by that which is going on around you. Your life is not made up of the abundance of your possessions. No, not at all. Paul talked about having learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether in little or in much. He had learned the secret. He had experienced it all, and God had taken him through. And after a while, you start to realize, hey, there's a better way. There's a better way. And once you know it, once you know what it is, you can live in it. So we are the type that live in that. We're the type that live in the presence and purpose of God. We're the type that have surrendered ourselves to His will. And that is why we pray, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Because we want His way, not ours. We want His path, not ours. We want His direction, not ours. And in His direction, there is peace, there is joy, there's an abundant life, there's a challenge. You will live a challenging existence if you follow Christ. But take heart, because He has overcome the world. In this world, you will have trouble. John 16. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. So realize that you are an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Assume the position. Rise up into it. this day. Shake it off. Whatever it is that's been snapping at you, making things difficult for you, you've been just shake it off. Get up, get out, jump around. You know, also too, hey, I know for some of you guys out there that, you know, you want an exit, and substance abuse is always something that just, look, I know it's tempting because, but, you know, allow God to show you some positive things that you can do for relief and release, like exercise, you know, get out, go see nature. You know, do something positive and allow God to give you to give you rest, because He will. So, hey, all right. So drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. We love to hear from you, and God bless you guys. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye.